It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The two major party candidates for governor of New Jersey held their second and final debate last night. WNYC's Nancy Solomon has been following all the movements there. She joins us by Skype right now to break it all down for us. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So last week, Democrat Phil Murphy talked a lot about Republican Kim Guadagno as another Chris Christie, and she warned that Murphy would raise taxes and she'll cut them. Was last night more the same?
Well, this one was actually a lot better. They were both more specific about what they would do, and it was feistier. They both took more risks to go on the attack, which at times might be a little obnoxious, but this race has been a little sleepy, and I think, this was a better performance for both of them.
So how so?
Well, Murphy did a better job of defending his positions and being clear about them. He explained that his plan to raise taxes focuses on millionaires and corporations, which was missing last week. You know, that allowed Guadagno to sort of attack him that he was going to raise taxes on the middle class. Here's an exchange between them when Guadagno makes a familiar attack about funding schools to the tune of $9 billion extra dollars.
And as to $9 billion, I have one question for you, Phil. Where are you getting the money? Ladies and gentlemen, look around the room. That $9 billion is coming from your back pocket.
May I answer that? May I answer that? Or?
Yes.
I would just say the $9 billion is coming from your really wealthy friends, the biggest corporations, and the hedge funds who you've taken care of. That's where it's coming from.
Okay,
and every dime of it's going back into the middle class, and they deserve it.
So, Nancy, sounds like he was maybe challenging his Bernie Sanders there.
Yeah, and he did it many times. He talked about reducing college tuition and providing free community colleges. He talked about his idea to form a public bank that would take the profit out of the student loan business in New Jersey. He said he wants to fund infrastructure investments for New Jersey Transit, and he defended his pledge to legalize marijuana more robustly than he did last week. Guadagno had a good counter to that, saying Colorado has experienced a huge spike in fatal car accidents. And Murphy responded, and it was kind of interesting because he went back to that during another question when he had run out of time. And he made the argument that opioid deaths are down in recreational marijuana states.
So what did Guadagno have to say about Murphy's plans?
She was also much more specific and punched back more. Here is her response to the idea about the nonprofit bank that would make student loans cheaper.
The Public Bank of New Jersey is what I call the wacky bank of New Jersey. I can't imagine a worse idea than giving all of the receipts to some bureaucrat in Trenton to hand out to other people.
So, like in the first debate, she brought it back to taxes and said Murphy can't do what he wants to do without raising them. And she has a good zinger where she says if Phil Murphy is elected governor, the only person who will be able to afford New Jersey is Phil Murphy.
So would you say, is that true?
Well, he says that he'll raise money by taxing the rich and corporations, which we heard earlier, but also that, so let's spend a little more time on the public bank idea. Guadagno says New Jersey can't afford it, but the idea is that when you remove the profit out of the loan business, you can pass on those savings to the borrower, in this case, New Jersey college students. I've talked to Phyllis Saloke at Citizen Action about it. She's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, so, you can put that in your legal marijuana pipe and smoke it. But she has won over. She was won over by Murphy during the primary because she loves the idea of this bank and as a way to deal with the student debt problem and to make college more affordable.
So any surprises last night?
I thought it was interesting that Guadagno took a few opportunities to curry favor with South Jersey. There's a lot of bad blood between North and South, and it sounded to my ears like she was hunting for votes in the South, which there aren't enough of them, and it makes sense that she's given up on winning in Jersey City and Newark, but Christie was able to win without those major Democratic strongholds by winning independent voters in Bergen County. But given that Fort Lee and George Washington Bridge are in Bergen County, I think she's got an uphill battle there.
Time for political problems in Fort Lee.
Yeah, well, we'll find out soon. Election day is less than 3 weeks away.
Okay, WNYC's Nancy Solomon joining us by Skype. And the debates might be over, but we're still collecting listener questions for the candidates, and we'll have their answers in a voter's guide out later this month. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.